Seattle. Like a beautiful child growing up free and wild.
Full of hopes and full of fears. Full of laughter, full of tears. Full of dreams to last the years in Seattle. In Seattle.
When it's time. At Wiener. Name it. Sam.
Yes.
How come I have some crappy headphones in right now?
Because your headphones are in my car.
Oh, why are they in my why are my headphones in your car?
Because somehow we've like run out of headphones in our house. I think like all of our like running and work headphones have gone away.
What am I wearing right now?
Some running and work headphones.
Okay. It does sound different with these in opposed to the bigger headphones, the nice ones, the Bose that I have. Anyways, guess who's with us right now, Sam?
Is it Dorn? Or is it Lupa?
It is Dorn. You couldn't tell because he's not talking into the mic. Right.
I always talk
mic
into the
check,
mic.
Mic check, 1, 2, 3. Name that wiener. 1, 2, 3. All right, I think we're good. Anyways, welcome to podcast number 20.
The big 2-0 already.
We are almost to drinking age.
I know. This podcast is almost old enough to drink.
Hey-o. Anyways, what are you drinking right now, Sam?
Well, I'm about to drink a...
Why is there a pot? What? Sam, your bottles are everywhere.
That was irresponsible.
That's okay.
You're cleaning that up.
Wait, it was your can.
It was a LaCroix can, and it was just there.
Yeah, in my way.
I am going to be drinking a Yellow Dog Domesticated Sour Wild IPA.
Oh, sounds a lot like... I got sprayed on by that.
No, a little bit of splashback.
I'm drinking a Yellow Dog Play Dead IPA. Yellow Dog is a Canadian brewery. I know this is Wobble Journey, but now we're Canadian
Give
Journey.
Give me a hard time.
What are you drinking?
The Sierra Nevada.
Oh, yeah, California.
Because, yeah. You guys were not prepared for me to come.
I have a couple Fremonts in there right now. We got a couple of Lushes. We got a couple of Brothers.
A couple cold ones.
Or sisters. I don't know. If they're
you can swap that out if you would rather have something different.
No, it's okay. I'm going to drink this.
Mm. Okay.
Then I'll have the Fremont. But, yeah.
All right. There we go.
Name that winner. Anyways, so the reason we have this Canadian beer is because we went to Penticton. We talked about that, didn't we?
I think so.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think we did.
I don't remember.
I don't really either.
Dorn, you listen.
Sometimes.
In quotation marks.
Yeah.
Listen. Anyway, welcome to Podcast 20, where we're going to be talking Seattle Beer Week and responsible parenting.
Yay! Two go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Seattle Beer Week and people who hate themselves.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, parents, they always say the greatest moment in their life. And someone who does not have kids. So I can definitely give parenting advice because I don't have kids.
Yeah, this is not hypocritical at all.
No. Nope. But I have more kids than all those people. Hashtag teacher.
Yeah, but when you go home at the end of the day, they stop being your kids.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, those kids go home and those kids are not those parents' kids either. Those kids go in and hang out with their friends and then go to bed. Do you remember high school, Sam?
Yeah, but I mean...
Because you're too busy smoking pot!
Whoa.
Whoa.
Look at me! What are you on right now? Look into my eyes. Hippie.
Yeah, I don't think my high school years were necessarily all that easy on my parents, so.
Yeah. Anyways, let's talk about your feelings.
Let's talk about Seattle Beer Week.
Okay, anyways, but actually before we talk about that, I want to talk about one quick thing. Beer and Bacon Festival.
Oh, yay, that was fun.
Dorn did not go.
I did not.
No.
Why?
It was really expensive.
Yeah, but I got super drunk, and at one point, I ate 20 strips of bacon in a row.
I had something else I did that
You probably took your mom to Wendy's.
Dinner with your girlfriend's family.
Oh, yeah.
Salties.
Super overpriced dinner, but yeah.
Hey, if you guys want a great view and overpriced food items.
And a dirty line for my beer. And
was it a dirty line?
It was pretty bad.
What'd you have?
Manny's Pale. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, that's your problem is you went and got Manny's. I looked at their menu. They have a couple craft beers.
It was different once you got there, but oh well.
You really think that Dorn would have gone there and been like,
yeah.
I could get Bill Breakers or I could get Manny's.
Do you have any Bud Light?
Yeah.
You don't even know me. Rainier, man.
Ron Ye. Yeah. Whatever. I saw you get drunk the other night off of freaking Coors Light.
Because I drink 8 of them.
Only
eight 16-ounce cans.
And this is what happens when Renton goes places. Yeah. Anyways, so as we mentioned, I don't even know how to begin anymore. Yeah, now I'm flustered. Yeah.
Okay.
As we mentioned before, one of our good friends had a kid.
Okay.
That's a poor guy. Anyways, now that his life is ruined, he can't go anywhere and have beers. Or can he?
Oh, okay.
This is where we talk responsible parenting, because there are plenty of child-friendly breweries.
There are.
In the
actually.
Washington area.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of them. But on a more exciting note, Seattle Beer Week.
It's pretty exciting.
And I want to talk about that first.
Okay.
Okay.
So, hey, guys, welcome to podcast number 20.
Yay.
All right. You know what would be awesome? If I had like some sort of like little transition there that I can put in later, like just like two chicks doing it or something.
No. Like the Mariners game. No, we're not. We're not doing like a crazy Ira and the Douche kind of
crazy
podcast.
Ira and the Douche.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Hi, Poppy.
No.
I farted.
No. Moving on.
Yes, please.
So not into that.
All right. It's Seattle Beer Week, which is the most glorious week of the year, because mostly because it's 10 days long. Anyways,
it's a long week.
That's my favorite type of weeks.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. It's 10.
And none of
seven.
Us are drinking Washington beer right now.
I know. But we had Washington beers earlier. We just we came did. Back from a brewer's night where I wrote this.
Yes.
Which was Sea Pine up
yes,
at Brewmaster's Tap Room, because that's our local drinking establishment. Mm-hmm. Go to brewmastertaproom.gov for more info.
Yeah. A lot of people are going to go to the wrong website.
Okay. Well, just search. Go to pornhub.com and search it.
.ca.
.ca. .canada. This beer probably has a dot Canadian address.
I'm sure it does.
Aw, it's a yellow. It's yellowdogbeer.com.
Oh,
womp womp. From Port Moody, BC. I don't know idea where that is.
This was one of my favorite breweries that we had there at the Penticton Festival.
All right, so breweries and craft bars all over the Seattle area are devoting their time and talents to create delicious beers to celebrate Seattle. So we're going to spend quite a bit of time talking about it. Like, so saddle up. There's going to be a lot about Seattle Beer Week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So let's move on to parenting. Oh, I was supposed to write things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I done fucked up.
Oh, did it get deleted when you left your laptop in the bathroom?
I did leave my laptop in the bathroom.
Why was your laptop in the bathroom?
It wasn't open.
Yeah, why did you take the laptop in the bathroom?
Because
in
you
the
guys
first
were like
place?
Trying to figure out how to pay and like
you were
why
there
didn't
for
you just like
time.
Get up and like leave and the hand me the laptop?
Because you were paying and you were like preoccupied.
You've been there for like 3 minutes, so.
Yeah, what were you doing?
Yeah.
Attached to the Wi-Fi?
I got really uncomfortable right now.
Can you bring back that toilet paper real quick?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
I knew it was out here for a reason.
Well, it's fine. You guys brought you guys made it weird. This was perfectly fine. I hate these headphones, by the way.
I'm sorry.
You should. I offered to trade, but.
Yeah I offered to
mine
trade,
Mine were by far the best out of the group. Because Sam's dies, and yours, like, I've done weird things with those headphones on.
Did you go to the bathroom with them?
Yeah, well, I left the headphones in there, too. Anyways, I don't even know where to start. Seattle Beer Week.
Okay.
So tomorrow, we're going to, it's the first event. So it actually starts today. So by the time I get this out there, most of it would be over. Like today's kind of like they bar hop to different spots. Like I think
they
Naked
like
City's one of them or
Browers. Right, yeah.
Yeah, and they kind of bar hop around. And that's kind of the start of everything. But Friday, like it really gets going. So
when you say they bar hop around, is it like a mobile bus that like drives around and is like,
I
want
to believe so, but
that would be great.
I only have made it up to so many of the opening nights.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I did, I threw up.
Oh, okay.
But I was in my 20s.
Like two stops and then.
It was just one stop.
Oh, wow.
I made it to one. It was back when a beverage up in West Seattle used to do their cask festival or whatever, cask nights. And
oh, you got housed on cask beers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Ooh.
Yeah, Mikey and I. So, anyways, I don't judge you in your life.
That would be hard to do, though, because
yes,
they're usually pretty low in alcohol.
Not, yeah, well, that's like traditional sense. I don't know how Washington brewers do it. They just like, here's this
here's
double
a triple
IPA. Do you like 10% at 50 degrees? Because I know
and
I
not carbonated.
See, it goes down smoother.
Well, that makes a good point,
yeah.
But also not something I would want. But on to things that I would want.
Oh, sorry. I'm just looking out the window. Actually, one of my students walked down the street. I hope he doesn't know about this.
That was awkward.
That I drink beer. Right. It is weird. That is awkward. It's okay. Anyway, so tomorrow we are actually going to the Brewers night, but before the Brewers night, we're going to the Mariners game.
Yay.
And before the Mariners game, they have a little brewery night.
And Beard Hat.
And Beard Hat. And True to the Brew cups that they're selling.
Oh,
glasses.
Yeah.
True to the Brew.
I thought they were giveaways.
Well, if you bought the $57 tickets.
Yeah, no thanks.
No.
You get two beers at the True to the Brew and a pint glass. Or you can say you went to college, which Dorn lied,
no,
and then you can get $13
tickets. College right now.
I never give up my eligibility.
Yeah.
I never said I wasn't coming back.
I signed my letter of intent. It's all right.
Yeah, to like Hazen.
To Renton Technical College.
I'm on the programming team. Yay.
I'm a Star Wars.
So a whole bunch of breweries are coming out to Safeco before the game, pouring their beers. Melvin, Farmstrong, Sumerian, Black Raven, Schooner Exact, Bellbreaker, which is pouring a special, like, I think Bellbreaker has the official beer of Seattle Beer Week, which is their as an IPA.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. You guys actually don't know about this because I'm the only one that knows things.
So we're getting messed up.
Yeah.
We can't get messed up, though.
And then we have a 5K on
Saturday.
We can't
get messed up tomorrow.
No, that's how you carb up.
I don't think that's how you carb up.
Sam runs her best runs when she's a little hungover.
Mm-hmm. Carb up, man.
There's other bunch going on Friday, but mostly like that's the one to go. There's a Kolsch Fest at Prost, West Seattle, where you can have all the Kolsches you want. And then there's even though it's not Seattle, Brewed in Alaska Night, what I think is actually cool. It's at Noble Fur. Ooh. And it's all Alaskan breweries.
Juno.
Alaskan's there, yeah. That's Juno. Denali is up there. Midnight Sun is another brewery. And I would love to go that if we weren't going to the Mariners game that night.
We're going to go watch Gallardo get shelled. Oh. We can see you Darvish pitch, though, so that's
cool.
Good.
I'm yay. Excited. You're getting, you just want to talk.
I'm nerding out, yeah.
You want to talk baseball right now? Yeah. So that's right. A lot of good events on Friday. So again, like, if you can't make the Mariners game beforehand, drink there. Just, there is a bunch of events. Go to SeattleBeerWeek.com. It's a website like that was built in like 1982, but it has a lot of good information.
And that means it's probably pretty easy to navigate.
You think?
No.
It's like rocking a GeoCities website.
Alta Vista.
Why do people in this town keep using this? No, it's fine. The website is great and it's easy to navigate. And it's SeattleBeerWeek.com. Just go to it. Saturday, we're actually just going to obey day by day of like the biggest events.
Okay.
Cool.
Because everybody needs to go to somewhere during Seattle Beer Week. We have about 3-4 events that Sam and I are going to go to. Doran's technically going tomorrow.
I
don't even know. And Saturday to a Seattle Beer Week event.
Which one's that?
Look down from your shirt right now.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that. Going to Ravenna.
Yeah. You're wearing Ravenna. Yeah. We're going to Ravenna. So they are doing a hog fest. We and Tommy talked about it on the podcast a couple weeks ago. They're doing like they're basically getting 150 pound hog and roasting it, smoking it, slapping that meaty ass, and then we're eating it. And they have a Zaka, I think Imperial IPA.
An Imperial?
I believe so. When Tommy texts me every once in a while, and it's just pictures of beer and like slightly sexual things associated with
just,
it.
Just dick pics.
Well, it's like a picture of a beer and then with like a dick hand drawn on it.
Mm-hmm. But he said when he tells me about it, he's like, it's drinking pineapple juice. That's how good it is.
Deal.
Just drinking straight pineapple juice.
So, yes, I'll be there with you.
Yeah, because we're going after the 5K. Because we're going to the 5K Olé.
Yep.
Olé.
Oh, happy Cinco de Mayo tomorrow, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised you haven't mentioned anything about today being the 4th.
Oh, may the 4th be with you? I made a joke about it earlier and I only got a couple likes on Facebook.
Yeah, nope.
Guys suck.
Trying too hard.
I didn't try too hard. It was legitimately funny. You guys just don't understand my humor. God, these earbuds won't make me want to punch a hooker. I'm like when you talk, your voice is inside of my head.
That's the way you like it.
I don't want
you like it. You like it.
Oh, I haven't hit the record button yet. Yeah,
so. So great. All right,
Matt, keep
back
going.
On track.
Sunday.
You're fading.
Sunday. The Sunday Iron Brewer at Beverage. And I like I want to do this. I don't know if we're gonna make it or not because we'll probably get drunk. But it's like Iron Chef, but it's Iron Brew. So they took six breweries.
Oh yeah, this one sounds cool.
Yeah, so this is a beverage in West Seattle. So they chose ingredients and these breweries have, you know, time to brew with them and then they go out and like they give them to a beverage or sell them or whatever, and then people vote on who wins.
So like who's up against each other?
So the first one is they chose the brewing ingredients of apricot and jasmine, and it's Flying Lion versus Rooftop.
Okay.
Well-matched breweries.
Very well-matched. Two Seattle breweries going head-to-head. Winner wins all. Takes all. Wins all. I don't know.
Takes all.
All right. And the next one is Chainline versus Wander, and they have to use boysenberry and cassia, which is like a pine.
Mm, yeah.
And then Postdoc versus Jellyfish using figs and peppers.
I'm excited to see what Jellyfish brings to the table.
I assume it's going to be seafoody.
I assume it's going to be slimy.
Mm. Yeah, so actually, I haven't been since Jellyfish, I believe, just opened.
Yeah.
Because remember when we went on our little counterbalance today, we went into that South Seattle area. Are you just looking at the hearse outside our door?
I was burping.
No, he's burping.
Oh, that's very nice. There is a hearse outside our door.
Yeah.
Our window.
Really wish they would find another place to park.
But I just love the idea of the Iron Brewer.
Is Bobby Flay going to be there?
Who?
Bobby Flay.
Never mind.
No, I got it. Yeah. I got that one. You can't make like Food Network jokes because Matt's never going to get it.
I know how to play Mass Effect on Xbox One.
Sweet.
Big goals. Do you? What about Mario Batali?
Shut up. It's long. There's a lot of buttons. Whatever. You remember playing Halo, how good you were?
Yeah, I'm like great at standing in the corner and turning in circles.
She looks up and spins.
I bet she's better than I am, though.
Yeah, well, she is at everything. Everything.
Ooh. You just made it weird again.
Anyways, also, barbecue. Since we always go to Brewmasters, it's close. They're doing a barbecue also, where the money goes to a dog kennel, I believe, or Res something.
Res Dog.
Res Dogs, yeah. It's a giant like reservation for dogs in like Yakima, I believe, or somewhere out there.
Yakima, Vegas.
So they're doing about $17 a plate, and you go there and get food. And they're actually tapping a collab beer with Farmstrong and Shoot. What was the other one? They told me, and they I think they only told me.
Yeah, no.
When I walked out, I don't think anybody else was there. I mean, I think it might be Cloudburst or something like that, but they did a collab beer that they can't release till tomorrow. So hopefully that sticks around, and I can drink it.
Yeah.
Hooray.
That's one I would like to try.
Mm-hmm. So a couple other big events. I know during the week it's always difficult, but Bottle Works in Wallingford on Monday, they're doing a sour tasting.
Yay.
Ooh. So they're breaking out a whole bunch of rare sours, opening them up, and people can drink them. So if you live up in Wallingford, Urban Family out in
this is the beer and cheese tasting, right?
Out in Magnolia. So both of those are gonna be very sour themed. Urban Family's big into that.
I think the everything from Urban Family and everything in general from Urban Family is usually barrel aged, but everything in the beer and cheese tasting is gonna be barrel aged.
Yes. I don't have my headphones in, but I can hear you guys normally.
Yeah, I know. It's not like you go deaf when you take them out.
Yeah, but sometimes it's just...
It's just we're louder. Worse.
Yeah.
We're making it weird again.
Mm. Anyways, Tuesday, this would be my favorite day. Doran's taking a dick pic. Wood-aged Washington night, where it's all wood-aged beers. And it's going to be at... Holy crap, did I even write down where it is? No!
Did you
mess
up again?
Oh, I did not. I don't know exactly where this is. So Sam's going to briefly look where it is. But the breweries that are going to be there are Seven Seas, American, Ashtown. They're having their bourbon barrel aged Belgium strong dark ale. Ooh. Aslan Space.
Wait, what night is it?
This is Tuesday. Okay. Aslan Space Between Galaxies Wild IPA. Boundary Bay's Breda Whiskey Fever. Burdick's Whiskey Barrel Stout. I do like Burdick's beer a lot, even though they're not well known. Diamond Knot's going to be there. They don't say which. Doomsday Pain in the Mash Barley Wine. God, that'll just get someone super housed. Dystopium's Barrel Aged Out. Farmstrong Skagit Valley Golden or Gold Barrel Aged Out. Fortside down in Vancouver. Their Barrified Imperial Stout. Justice is going to be there. Well, you don't get to see Justice a lot.
Oh, no, they don't come out.
Well,
they come out to a lot of like the beer festivals.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a one man on a small system up in Everett. Lewitt, North Sound, Ravenna. I didn't know Ravenna's going to be there. Dorn, you have that shirt on.
I do.
Schooner Exact, Silver City's Foxy Lady, Sound Brewing, Triceratops down in Olympia area. And 12 Strings, they're having their double chocolate, double stout Woodford Bourbon Barrel Age. Ooh. That's intense. And Sam, where's that at?
Naked City Tap House.
Naked City. All right. Oddly enough, Naked City doesn't have one of their beers there. I'm guessing they probably have something.
an event.
They have an event, yeah. Wednesday, Fremont has a beer education class. So if you guys want to learn some basics about beer, I think that'd be a lot of fun.
And that's at their Ballard location?
Mm-hmm. Thursday, Ounces Tap Room. They have a Women in Beer, which is a night dedicated to women. Supposedly men can come.
But it's for women who brew beer, drink beer, like beer, hang out with people who like beer. So it's just kind of for all women. So
mm-hmm.
So we can't go.
We can go.
You can go.
But we should. Can go.
And there will be a lot of women there.
So we should go?
Well.
I'm not going to make an inappropriate joke. But you guys are now not talking.
Anyway.
Yeah. Thursday. Also Thursday, Cloudburst and Holy Mountain have dinner at the Lark. You can get tickets for at brownpapertickets.com.
Which would, I feel like that's got to be cool. Like, yeah. I don't know any more information other than, like, Cloudburst and Holy Mountain are having
dinner.
There's, like,
no two hotter breweries than Cloudburst and Holy Mountain. And they're two different, completely different breweries. Holy Mountain, you have their all their aged beers and all their fancy hats.
They do have some fancy hats.
And Cloudburst has their IPAs. Cloudburst can't do it wrong with an IPA.
Nope.
He can call it, like, pissing on a midget IPA and people buy it.
Is Cloudburst is the one that's close to Pike Place Market, though, right?
Yeah.
Where they do the market series of their sours.
Yeah, the fresh market series.
Yeah, yeah. They're really good.
Well, they're not a single. They just be any beer that they believe in. But a lot of times you get a lot of Belgiums. You get a lot of doubles, a lot of Saisons. We usually use a lot of fresh ingredients. Friday, the Hopnificent 7. So this is, am I failing? I didn't write down where this was either.
Friday.
Yeah, and this is for Pike, Rubens, Ecliptic, Fort George, Double Mountain, Breakside, and Frame. Oh, and that's Latona Pub. It's a little different because they'll have bringing some specialty beers straight from the breweries. The rumor is they'll have plenty of power in the house, so don't miss out. Whatever that means. That was like straight from the website. Saturday, the Pussy. Sorry, the Pussy Hat Roadshow at the DMP in Renton. Dorn's peeing. Where they have the proceeds go to Planned Parenthood.
Yes. So everyone should go to that.
Yeah. So that's Saturday. And then Sunday, go spend time with your mom. I got nothing.
But what about before that?
There's a lot of, there's like every brewery or every place doing like a Mother's Day thing. So.
Oh, so spend time with your mom and drink beer.
Yeah. So go to SeattleBeerWeek.com.
I actually think we took your mom to Flycaster last year.
Did we?
Yeah, either last year or the year before, after wine tasting, we took her to we took her there for a beer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. I don't remember. Well, actually, I do remember going to Flycaster. No, we did go there, my mom.
Yeah.
So she's been to Flycaster, which is now sold or being sold.
Yes.
And she's been to Resonate with us.
What? Yeah. I can't think of any other ones off the top of my head.
Anyways, but while we're at it, Mother's Day and spending time with loved ones, what about child and kid-friendly breweries?
Oh, so maybe it's your first Mother's Day and you need to go to a brewery with your kid.
Exactly, because...
Good segue, Matt.
Nothing says love like beer. And if you love your mom, you should take her to a brewery.
You get her drunk.
What the...
Yeah, right.
This is the first thing you do when you come back from peeing is like you get your mom drunk.
I can see so much regret on your face.
I'm feeling that like you were gonna lead to that, but I beat you to it.
Okay.
Good thing your mom doesn't listen to this, does she?
Definitely.
So
not.
What's a good brewery for new moms with young children to go to?
So I've been racking my brain for a while about this. Like, there's a lot of kid-friendly brewers. Anytime you get a brewery with a restaurant in it, it's going to be kid-friendly. So the Red Hook, RIP, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know about their new location. I would assume that it's also going to be kid-friendly, but...
I mean, I assume the restaurant's a giant moneymaker when it comes to things. Yeah. I know that, like, in business terms, but that restaurants are, like, risky and fail all the time, but that one's been there forever.
Well, I just don't know why they'd give away that location with those outdoor movies and all that summer stuff that they have going on, but that's a topic for another day.
Yeah, we're not here to, like, go over their business plan and
check
out their finances, but I'm know sure that they are moving to Capitol Hill. I mean, I don't know their location on Capitol. It could be the greatest thing of all time.
Could be.
Maybe the Spice Girls will play their opening show there. Who knows?
I don't think so.
If they want to be everybody's lover.
And spice up your life.
Anyways, I already forgot. Oh, so I've been like racking my brain about what are good breweries
probably
to take
the
us to.
First one that jumps to my mind would be Schooner Exact.
Yeah, because they have a little, yeah.
They have
yeah.
like a play area.
Yeah, so they have a restaurant. They have a little play area for kids where they have a whole bunch of little games and things set up.
Like tiny tables mm-hmm. and like.
And Optimism has the same thing too. They have a little area meant for kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like off in the corner. It's the giantest building ever. You can just send your kid anywhere and they'll be just gone. And Optimism, was there a food truck coming in there tomorrow at Optimism?
Nacho Mama's food truck.
Nacho Mama's food truck, where they serve vegan French fries. I assume it's
sure.
Mexican food, but
maybe.
I mean, it's nacho.
Mama's
nacho sure. cheese. Nacho Mama's food truck. Optimism up on Capitol Hill. The thing is, go back to Red Hook. There's a lot of competition up on Capitol Hill, though.
There is.
There's yeah. a lot of competition in Woodinville too, but Woodinville is kind of a destination. Yeah. Capitol Hill isn't a destination.
Well, and also wouldn't like Red Hook is like a place people go.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. People bike there.
Yeah, and yeah. they don't know, and especially people who don't like really drink a lot of beer, will be like, "Hey, have you ever done the beer tour at Red Hook? Like, it's a thing people
I've been kicked
do
out of there
who
twice.
Don't necessarily drink
I
a ton
don't
of
doubt
beer."
That.
Yeah. So it just surprises me that they would abandon that particular location. And also, it's such a great place to end wine tasting tours.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how it used to. When I get sucked into Mother's Day in the past,
mm-hmm.
sucked in. Sorry, Mom. Love you. They would go to all these wineries and be like, Red Hook? But nowadays, it could be like Sumerian.
Triple R?
Or
speaking of Sumerian, not kid friendly.
Yeah, don't go to Sumerian, not kid friendly. Maybe they'll change it around, but last time we were there, we had my nieces with us, and they're like, can they come in? They're like, they can play in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And that's just fine, because they had, like, scooters and bikes in there. It's a giant parking lot. Like, so it's on the highway, so it's fine.
That was also that kids, same Mother's Day.
If you don't have kids, you should go there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. If you, yeah. For, for not your Mother's Day or not your yeah. Father's Day.
And they'd have also been open about 3 days, I think, at that point.
Yeah, it could have changed.
Something like that. So things could have changed.
Been a, yeah, been a
it's been
years.
A minute.
Maybe they matured.
Another, so yeah, Schooner Exact, great, chilled if you want to go with a kid. Cloudburst, or not Cloudburst, but Optimism. Resonate,
yeah,
in the east side of Infactoria, or not Newport Hills area of Bellevue.
Get a
very
lot of kids.
Kid friendly.
It's very kid friendly.
The batting cage next door, the park just down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a giant, it has a little play area, plus good pizza.
Yeah.
Great
pizza. Have you ever met a kid that doesn't want pizza?
They even have, like, I think a small kids menu, too, don't they?
I don't know. I order it off the time, so who knows.
Oh, I thought they did. I don't know.
They might.
I'm, like, trying to recall it from, like, my memory.
Do
bank.
You look at kids menus often?
I don't know. Sometimes they have grilled cheese.
Okay. Damn grilled cheeses. Bushnell Craft over in Bothell has, not Bothell, but
Redmond.
Has a, has like, a bunch of, like, old, like, Nintendo 64s.
Yes, they do.
You have that one with the inside the case.
Yeah, like the old school, like you play it at like...
Like a Target.
Mm-hmm.
They also have really, really good french fries and mm-hmm. good wings.
Yeah, their wings are fantastic.
And
chicken strips. Yeah. Their food is fucking amazing. Ravenna's kid-friendly, although they don't have these kid playing areas, but you can bring the little ones there. Bellevue, even though it doesn't have a kid-friendly area... Like, I always see kids there, and they're always running around having a good time.
Your niece's, like, fifth or sixth birthday party was there?
Yeah, it was Star Wars themed.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It was great.
They rented out, like, a side room and, like, played a movie and brought cupcakes and toys, and it was fun for everyone, including us, because we had beer.
Yeah, it was great. Four Generals, kid-friendly. Tin Dog, kid-friendly. Yeah, well, last time we did Tin Dog, that kid just stared at us the entire time. He's just, like, little kid just looking at us.
Oh, yeah.
And all I can think about is the scene from Me, Myself, and Irene. Like, what are you looking at, fucker? Like, just staring down the kid down. To be honest, if you have an infant, I believe you can go into, I don't want to be quoted on this, but I heard this from multiple brewers. If you have an infant on you, you can go into any brewery, even if they're not kid friendly. Because at this point, it's still, like, I don't know how to phrase this, like, but it's attached to the mother. Like, you can't separate the mother and the child, so...
It's a part of the mother.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. Conception, or what is it? Life begins when the kid can no longer go to a brewery, I guess.
Oh. Okay. Ooh, deep. That's really deep.
You take a minute now.
Yeah. I mean, if it's an infant, do you have to worry about it? Like, I guess the only argument against is if you go to...
I think a lot of people worry about their infants.
And cries and
yeah,
cries
if you're at a brewery and you're at a little an infant that cries and cries and cries... I'm like, this is not a United flight where you can do just whatever you want to the kids. Like,
is that baby wearing leggings?
Yeah, I know.
That baby's not allowed.
Your child's
on.
A slut.
Yeah.
Get off the plane.
I don't slut shame my infant.
That not nice.
I want to United your face right now.
Please don't.
Yeah, eat that.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I got for Seattle Beer Week and the Child Friendly Brewers. There's always a bunch out there. Again,
yeah, that's just a couple.
Easy thing you do if you have a brewery in your neighborhood and you don't know it's child friendly, just call them. What's the worst they're gonna say is like no, and laugh at you, and they say you have a small pecker.
Whoa,
has that happened to you?
When I call about my kids,
has that happened to you?
No brewers ever said I had a small pecker.
I think Aaron said it on Wednesday.
Oh,
I didn't see him this Wednesday. I was golfing. Anyways.
Okay. Trivia?
Trivia. So it's going to be a competition between you two.
All right.
All right. So what I'm going to do, and Sam was trying to cheat when I was writing this. So
okay,
let's
to be fair, the one that you were looking at, I'd never heard of.
Okay, good. Anyways, so I'm going to name a city, and you, whoever the first person to name a brewery from that city wins.
May I ask a qualifying question?
No.
Are they all Washington breweries?
Yes.
Okay.
So, for example, I'm going to say New York City. Oh, wait, sorry. New York, the state of New York has like two breweries because they're pathetic. Get with your times, New York.
Yeah.
All right. So, like,
the real estate
for example, Seattle.
Ravenna.
So, Dorn would have got the point.
Yeah.
What do you have said, Sam?
Rooftop.
Oh. That's what comes to your head first?
Yeah.
I would have panicked and been like, Rainier. You're like, not anymore.
I know. When you say Seattle, there's so many to choose from. It's like sensory overload.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, ready? Dorn, could you see mine?
I can't read that far.
Dorn's now trying to cheat. All right.
I can see that. You are trying to cheat.
Why is Alexa talking to us right now? She just lit up and said something.
She's ordering us more beer. All right. So, I'm going to take a sip of this beer. So, Dorn, say something entertaining while I drink this beer.
I don't want to.
All right. Play ball.
All right.
All right. Ellensburg.
Iron Horse.
Dorn just shaking his head.
That was going to be my yes, but she got
Sam, 1-0.
Deal.
Also, Whipsaw.
2-0.
That was a good one.
No. 1-0 still. Anyways, Spokane.
I have not gotten to brewery.
Hi-Fi.
Hi-Fi and Redmond.
No Lie.
No Lie. Okay. All right. Bing.
To work my way to that one.
Okay, 2-0. Bellingham.
Aslan.
What the? Just
when's the last time I went to Bellingham with you guys?
You've never been to Bellingham with us.
I know.
All right, 3-0, Sam. Tacoma.
Wingman.
Oh, hey. Oh,
I was going to say Hilliard, so I'm really glad that you won.
That would be Tukwila and does not exist. Odin.
Harmon
whatever.
Is what I was thinking.
Percy
of.
Harmon.
There you go.
Right. Okay. All right. So 3-1, Samwise.
Yeah.
Woodinville.
Red Hook.
Not anymore. Triple they closed horn. It. Oh, there we go.
Okay. Technically, they're still there.
But you guys said the exact same time, so it was a tie, so he went to the second one. I'm giving it to Dorn. 3-2.
Favoritism.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You're trying to pitch yourself into a closing situation right now, Sam. All right. Longview.
Longview Brewing. I don't know.
No. 3-2.
It's a draw.
1. Either you can say Ashtown Brewing or Five Dons Brewing. Fun fact, Sam's been to both of them.
Cool.
And they
have early on
and they have Ashtown a lot of places now. All right. I'm going to say this the technical way, concrete, but it's concrete.
Mm. Pavement brewing. Gravel brewing.
Rock 3-2.
Bird's View Brewing.
Okay, great.
I should do a little bit more research on Concrete Washington.
I've been through concrete.
I'm really
before.
Sorry.
It's very
that's
depressing.
Okay. All right.
I've never been through concrete.
All right.
Is it kind of like Aberdeen?
All
that's
the way
what
to Ross Lake.
No, it's like name tiny podunk town in the middle of nowhere.
That's very offensive like, to all of our concrete listeners.
Yeah, it's like if Linden had three people living in it.
Yep.
And less racist-y.
Oh, so yeah, like Orville.
Of. Oh, yeah, there we go. Orville's way bigger than concrete. All right. Olympia.
Fish. Tail. Brewing.
It's fish brewing. We'll count it, though. 4-2. All right. There we go. E sound.
Oh,
I have no idea.
Oh, island hopping.
Good. Bing. All right. Renton.
Four generals.
I think Dorn got that. Sam just said it louder.
Dorn, yeah.
Is that 5-3 Sam, though?
Yeah.
All right. Kent.
Airways.
That's a tie. There's no second brewery there. Yeah. So, I mean, you could go be like Ram.
The Ram.
No, 5-3. That was a tie. All right. Gig Harbor.
Oh, Wet Coast Brewing.
Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't chilling for 6-3. All right. Do you want me to keep going?
Sure.
Yakima.
Bailbreaker.
Oh. Ooh. Technically not in Yakima, but I'm going to give it to you.
If it's not in Yakima, how does that?
Because it's a town of like concrete size that's like right next to Yakima.
Why don't I say Bronurauer, which is Natchez, which is right outside Yakima also.
Yeah, but she said that one first.
But they're both not in Yakima, so I feel
you
they
can't
be
like, oh well, that's not in Yakima, so I say Red Hook.
Sam gets it. Red Hook's right answer.
Protesting.
All right. Now I'm trying to think of cities that you guys know things. My trivia is actually done. Now I'm just going off the top of my head.
Okay.
Okay.
Muckleteo.
Diamond Knot.
It's just not yeah. You. Sam's winning. I don't think.
A little bit.
All right. Let me think of one more and then we'll be done. Issaquah.
Snoqualmie.
For the steel?
Oh.
Like it's like. Been so drunk there before.
If I say it, you're going to feel like an idiot.
Yeah, I know.
Issaquah Brew House.
No, that was the one I was thinking. There was another one that.
Are you thinking Block 15 in Sammamish?
No, we went for my birthday. And
yeah, Issaquah Brew House. Rogue.
So, Rogue, there you go, yeah.
Issaquah Brew House,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, deal, same thing, yeah.
You get nothing. May God have mercy on your soul.
That's a really hard one, though, because I don't think of Issaquah Brew House as being a brewery.
They make beer there.
I know they're a rogue brewery.
Oh. Sorry, I had weird things going on with my headphones here.
No, I heard that too.
Okay, cool.
But no, I don't think of them as being a brewery. Snoqualmie was like the one that I could think of that would be like closest to Issaquah, and I know. And then as soon as I said it, I was like,
"What city is Snoqualmie in, Sam?"
Snoqualmie.
It's in Fall City.
Oh, I don't know. The Growler's also right behind you.
Oh, she's always
cheating.
Cheating.
Yeah, I never called Frem.
So do I win then, since Sam's cheating?
Nobody wins. You guys are both terrible.
Fernando Rodney the shit out of that.
Shoot the arrow, baby. Shoot the arrow. Anyways, what's your beer of the week, Sam?
I actually had a couple that I really liked this week.
So, Doran, what's your beer of the week? You guys aren't ready. Matt, what's your beer of the week?
Actually, no, I actually got one. Camp Stories from Georgetown.
Oh.
I had the 907 this week. First time is great.
Oh.
And I have two.
Yeah, okay.
For sours during the Bacon and Beer Festival, I really enjoyed the Huckleberry Pucker.
Oh, from over in Pullman.
Yeah, the Paradise Creek.
Paradise mm-hmm. Creek.
Mikey turned you on that one.
Yes, he did. He like grabbed me on. And like was like, get in this line. Whoa. Drink this beer.
Grabs you and then turns you on.
You don't got
to
make
okay
it weird.
It's okay to admit it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
The other one would be, actually, I'm going to go for something a little bit different and do the Hazed and Confused from Resonate.
That was mine.
Oh!
You get two and you steal mine?
Yeah.
No, that one's mine then.
No, that's mine.
I think I bragged about that beer to you guys like 2 weeks ago. When
whatever, it's
there.
From Resonate. You
but
didn't say which
it
brewery.
Was beer of the week?
No, because we
taking
haven't
my
had a
headphones
podcast
out.
In between then.
Taking my headphones out. It's this podcast under protest.
The New England style IPA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Sam got really enthusiastic with that. Yeah! New England. Why are New England Northeast style so popular all of a sudden?
Are you so mad right now?
Because New England sucks.
Because I stole his beer of the week.
They're so nice, though.
Really? Patriot fans?
Remember when they were so nice to us?
I was a Green Bay fan. That was a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Follow me on Tapped at the Matt Holt. And on Twitter at the Matt Holt. Or you can follow me on Twitter now at Wobble Journey, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have to cut a certain number of things out now.
Them.
You guys have Twitter handles, too, or no?
Samwise 206.
I'm at JHGorn16.
Oh, I hope the ending of this I'm going to leave it. Bye.
Bye.